You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest draft news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. And you tweet us at Browns underscore daily. You also call us at 216-578-0850. We always like to hear from you, and we'll try before we leave the air to get maybe another call or two in. But in the meantime, it is time to play Fact or Fiction.
Fact or Fiction.
I didn't say it as well as he does. Hi, Jason.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Gibbs?
How are you, Reg?
I'm great. Always great to be working with you, buddy.
Amen to that. Likewise. It's been a fun week and a fun day, to say the least. Question number one. Blake Bortles is still the best available quarterback in this year's draft.
Fact. I have felt that right along, and I maintain that opinion of him. I was a Bortles guy based on what I saw on tape. I became a little bit more of a Bortles guy based on what I saw at the combine, where he was the only one of the quote big three to throw, and actually the big four to throw. And then I was even more of a Bortles guy when he did throw on his pro day. But those were smaller parts to a larger puzzle that in my mind had already been put together to put him at the top of the QB position in this draft.
Fact, with a slight disclaimer, 2 to 3 years from now, I think of the group, he's going to be the most productive starting NFL quarterback of the bunch. That's
fact.
A fact.
Or fiction.
Question number two. Johnny Manziel is a top five pick in this year's NFL draft.
I'm going to say fiction. And I'm going to say that those NFL evaluators, not the media analysts, who didn't see him as a top five guy, and my hunch is, my inclination is, that many did not, are not going to be more inclined to do so because of, say, today's pro day. I think today's pro day helped him. I think it did help him. But I don't think it changed the notion that he is top five talent, because I think a team would not take, that's a big, big time risk to take at that level of the draft with a guy who has still a lot of question marks.
Fiction as well for me. I didn't believe it going into today. Yes, I'm sure many will be impressed and maybe have nudged him up a bit, but I'm going to stay with fiction. I don't think he's legitimate top five in this draft.
Fact or fiction?
Question number three. In your opinion, the Browns can wait until pick 26 to take a quarterback rather than drafting one in the top one of the top three at number four.
I think that's fact. And it doesn't mean that they won't get somebody good. In fact, it doesn't mean that they won't get one of the so-called top three or top four. I keep wanting to say that we should include Derek Carr in the discussion. He's worthy of first-round grade in my mind, and I think the Browns at 26 can satisfactorily address the position there and address it with one of those guys falling down. But I will throw this caveat out there. If they feel that they have such a conviction on somebody that this is our guy, and it's not like multiple choices at quarterback for the team now. The rest of us have been playing this multiple choice game.
Yeah.
They're not going to play the multiple choice game. If they're fixated on one guy,
of course,
and have to have him, then I fully back the idea of taking him at four. But I'm going to say right now that you can get a legitimate, the way I've got the quarterbacks graded, a legitimate guy and possibly one of the so-called top three or big three or four at 26.
Vic, I want to go opposite you here just for a more stimulating show conversation, but I can't. The answer to that, yes, is fact, because, again, I'm not sold on any of the three. My criteria, the position the Browns are in, he's going to have to come in and make this football team his, make it whole, and i.e. win, and win right away. I don't see that with any of these three. So, yes, fact. I think they can wait till 26, craft their draft board, and go to business and do some good things.
Fact or fiction?
Final question today, guys. Sammy Watkins and Jadeveon Clowney are still better than any of the quarterbacks in this year's NFL draft?
I'm going to say fact. I'm going to say that each of those players has a higher grade, has a higher talent grade than any of the quarterbacks. But I think the distance between their grades and the quarterback that I particularly like, a Blake Bortles, for instance, on his everything, his talent slash upside mainly, might not be so far that if you absolutely, positively have to have that quarterback at your spot and those other two are there, that you may do that. Will you regret doing it? You could, but the quarterback decisions are made with the understanding that there is some risk involved with that, and the risk including that you went away from a non-quarterback position and a player who could help you elsewhere. But here is the problem, and here is the rub that every GM and every coach has faced, I think almost in the history of this game, or certainly in the history of the draft, that nobody but the quarterback does more for you, okay, on your football team. That a receiver is not going to make that impact for you ever, that a quarterback, the right quarterback, will. And the defensive end, for that matter, they're not tilting your team. They're not taking you to the places you need to go. Minnesota Vikings have had a pretty darn good guy by the name of Jared Allen playing defensive end. I think he got, 11 sacks last year, right?
And a lot of money.
And a lot of money now because of that. And it wasn't even a great year for Jared Allen. But I'm just giving you a sample size of what did that mean to the Minnesota Vikings.
In terms of winning?
Right?
Nothing.
Nothing. Because they didn't have the guy to throw the rock. And
they selected Christian Ponder in the top 10 a couple years ago.
An example. Maybe it's not the definitive example, but it's an example of what I'm talking about. You've got to have it, and you've got to get it right. So there is this idea, you get these parts, then you'll get your quarterback. But the quarterback thing, as we've sadly found here, can be a chase-your-tail experience that doesn't deliver the results for you until it delivers the results for you. So.
Quickly, Gibbs, I'm going to go fact on Sammy Watkins. I worry about some of the motivation on Jadeveon Clowney, but I'll throw fact in also in Khalil Mack and Greg Robinson far as better talents than the three quarterbacks we're
higher
talking
graded
about.
Talent.
Yes.
All right. We're going to have more Johnny Manziel talk because you can never get enough of that on this show, in particular this day where he had his pro day. We're going to talk with another person who was at that pro day. His name is Sean Lester. He is the Texas A&M special contributor to the Dallas Morning News. That is coming up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic and Reg with you on ESPN 850 WKNR. I know that you're going to be okay anyway.